14 nations, all penetrated by the World Economic Forum, just signed a treaty to decide who gets to reproduce by 2030, their deadline to reshape humanity itself. This isn't a drill. It's their latest salvo in their war on humanity. A cabal of unelected technocrats are now making a play for the keys to your bloodline, and they're not asking permission. According to the WEF, humanity will be better equipped to deal with the challenges of the future if parenthood is strictly controlled, and unborn children undergo gene editing to ensure they're free of diseases and disabilities, including psychological traits which the elites disapprove of. Depopulation and control are the twin pillars of their agenda. Fewer of us and the rest under their thumb. We're breaking down the who, the why, and the chilling tech already in play. Keep listening, because what's buried in this treaty might already have your name on it. Before we dive in, join the TPV free speech community over on Soju. Soju is a digital space where ideas and information can take place without any annoying algorithms or restrictive rules getting in the way of free expression. Klaus Schwab has openly declared that communist China is the blueprint for the world's future. And now, the global elite are executing their plan, cherry-picking the most dystopian pages from the Chinese playbook. Take the one-child policy, brutal, restrictive, state-enforced control over life itself. But here in the West, they're not stopping there. They're laying the foundation for something even darker, a suffocating grip on parents, dictating how we raise our kids down to the finest detail. This isn't just influence, it's domination, and it's already in motion. The puppet masters, the shadowy cabal at the World Economic Forum, the UN and beyond, aren't stopping at forcing untested mRNA shots into our veins, rewriting our DNA like some mad science experiment. No, their sights are set higher. They want to hijack the genes of our unborn, to play God with the next generation. And their weapon of choice? Artificial wombs. Picture it. Babies engineered in sterile labs, grown in soulless machines, ripped from the natural bond of mother and child. It's not just a theory. It's a Frankenstein nightmare they're already cooking up. A crime against humanity disguised as progress. Given the WEF's track record, some might even say satanic agenda, you'd think they'd start smaller. Maybe try bringing a horned goat to life first. But no, they're going straight for human babies. And they're closer than you think. Thanks to a recent breakthrough, growing humans from scratch in a lab could be reality inside 5 years. Now, let's zoom in on the science, or should I say, the mad science. WEF-funded researchers led by Professor Katsuhiko Hayashi are on the verge of creating human eggs and sperm entirely in a lab. No need for natural reproduction, just a petri dish and a playbook. Hayashi's already cracked the code with mice, and he's confident they'll replicate it in humans by 2030. If that doesn't sound like playing God, I don't know what does. So, who's funding this? The WEF, of course. The same folks obsessed with control, from your energy use, to your movements, to your thoughts. And now, they're coming after your future kids. Makes you wonder, what's their idea of the perfect gene-edited human? Docile? Compliant? A generation that doesn't question their authority. This isn't a hypothetical. Look at Mark Carney, the former central banker and globalist lackey, appointed Prime Minister of Canada without an election, has been promoting the idea of a market for the right to have children. That's right, auctions, where you need a license to apply for the right to have children. What if these unelected elites decided that you're not worthy to reproduce? Too outspoken, too traditional, too conservative? Sorry, no family for you. They would tie it to their ideology, maybe even a social credit score. Don't fit their agenda? Your bloodline ends with you.
This article here, you're not going to find anywhere because this was printed back in 2021 and I'm going to blow your mind. Watch this. So I'm going to zoom into these sections so you can see what I see. In Mark Carney's book, Values, Building a Better World, he says that Western society is morally rotten and that it has been corrupted by capitalism. He claims it requires rigid controls on personal freedom, industry, and corporate funding. Since about 2020, Carney has been front and center in the promotion of a political agenda known as the Great Reset, all predicated on the disruption of the global economy, providing a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to not just regulate climate, but to frame it a more fair, more diverse, and more inclusive, more safe, and more woke world. Carney draws inspiration from, among others, Marx, Engels, and Lenin. Carney's brave new world will be one of severely constrained choice, less flying, less meat, more inconvenience, and more poverty. This is Mark Carney's own words. Assets will be stranded, used gasoline-powered cars will be unsellable, inefficient properties will be unrentable, he promises. But listen to what Carney says. Should sex be up for sale, Carney thunders, following Sandel. Should there be a market in the right to have children? Why not auction the right to opt out of military service? Why shouldn't universities sell admission to raise money for worthy causes? Should there be a right to have children? And there you have it. From his words, not mine, your Prime Minister of Canada.
This isn't science fiction, folks. It's the path they're already paving. The same elites preaching sustainability while flying private jets and living in luxury never volunteered to step aside themselves. They talk population reduction, but won't reduce their own footprint.
What do you say to the charge that if you are a climate change campaigner, but you also travel around the world on a private jet, you're a hypocrite?
Anyway, I mean, I'm comfortable with the idea that not only am I not part of the problem by paying for the offsets, but also through the billions that my Breakthrough Energy Group is spending, that I'm part of the solution.
Hypocrisy much? It's not about saving the planet. It's about controlling humanity. To them, we're just numbers, obstacles, problems to be managed. An invasive species to be culled by poisoning our air, water, and soil, and controlling our right to reproduction. Given who is funding this project, it's worth asking, what do the global elite think the perfect gene-edited human specimen of the future looks like? We've got an answer for you from the horse's mouth on the other side of this break. But be warned, it's deeply disturbing. Let's be real. We've all been fed the lie that wrinkle creams are the ticket to looking young. I call bullshit. Dr. John Lake, a renegade beauty expert out of Beverly Hills, says that's a scam. Most of those fixes are just overpriced lotions that do nothing, or worse, mess up your skin. He says that he's done with the scammy cosmetic industry. Why? Because he wants to expose something they don't want you to know about. A 2-minute trick that's like Photoshop for your face. Wrinkles, gone. Years, erased. And it's so easy, you'll be pissed that you fell for their junk before. The cosmetic industry is afraid of the secret, because this could gut their racket. Lake is spilling the truth in a free video exclusively for viewers of this channel. No strings, no interruptions, just all the steps needed to do it yourself. It's already amassed over 2 million views because it actually works. People are dropping decades and the comments don't lie. You've got to see this. Visit bhmd1.com/TPV. The link's below. Don't sleep on this because it's the real beauty secret they don't want you to know about. Visit bhmd1.com/TPV. The global elite have admitted in their manifestos that their intention is to deprive us of everything, force us to consume insects as food, live in open-air prisons, and be desensitized by virtual reality devices and pharmaceutical drugs. In this future, the global state will own everything. They will even own our bloodlines. But most disturbing of all, the implementation of this plan is already underway.
Introducing Ectolife, the world's first artificial womb facility, powered entirely by renewable energy. The facility features 75 highly equipped labs. Each state-of-the-art lab can accommodate up to 400 growth pods or artificial wombs. Every pod is designed to replicate the exact conditions that exist inside the mother's uterus. A single building can incubate up to 30,000 lab-grown babies per year. Ectolife allows your baby to develop in an infection-free environment. Thanks to a system controlled by artificial intelligence, each baby receives custom nutrients tailored to their needs. Prior to placing the fertilized embryo of your baby inside the growth pod, in vitro fertilization is used to create and select the most viable and genetically superior embryo, giving your baby a chance to develop without any biological hurdles. And if you want your baby to stand out and have a brighter future, our elite package offers you the opportunity to genetically engineer the embryo before implanting it into the artificial womb.
If you're still wondering what's driving this twisted vision, let's talk about Klaus Schwab's right-hand man Yuval Noah Harari, nicknamed the Prophet by Luciferians in the Davos crowd. Harari's manifesto, Homo Deus, A Brief History of Tomorrow, lays it all out plain as day. He's dropped chilling hints about a genetic child catalogue, a blueprint for gene editing future generations into compliant drones. We apologise for the unpleasant robotic voice reading Harari's text, but it kind of fits his soulless goddess vision for humanity.
Wouldn't you want to save her from years of misery by a quick and painless intervention in the test tube? And while you are at it, why not give the child a little push? Life is hard and challenging even for healthy people. So it would surely come in handy if the little girl had a stronger than normal immune system, an above average memory or a particularly sunny disposition. And even if you don't want that for your child, what if the neighbors are doing it for theirs? Would you have your child lag behind? And if the government forbids all citizens from engineering their babies, what if the North Koreans are doing it and producing amazing geniuses, artists, and athletes that far outperform ours? And like that, in baby steps, we are on our way to a genetic child catalog.
Yuval Noah Harari just can't help himself dropping chilling hints about depopulation. Out of the billions crawling around this planet right now, only a privileged handful will make it through what's coming, what he calls the Great Depopulation. Exaggeration? Hardly. This is their endgame, folks. They're not subtle about it anymore. The plan is totalitarian domination. Absolute control over every breath you take, every thought you dare to think. They want us rewired, genetically shackled, stripped of any ability to fight back. How do they pull it off? Eugenics is back, dressed up in shiny new tech, and Harari's practically giddy about it. For years, he's been out there crowing that God is dead and Jesus is fake news. And who's stepping into those divine shoes? The World Economic Forum and the global elite, of course. They're playing creator and destroyer, wielding powers they've got no right to touch. And the mainstream media? Crickets. They're either too scared or too complicit to call out this sinister agenda.
Developing even bigger powers than ever before, we are really acquiring divine powers of creation and destruction. We are really upgrading humans into gods. We are acquiring, for instance, the power to re-engineer life.
While the press runs interference, these techno-communist lunatics are free to chip away at everything we hold dear. National sovereignty, gone. Individual freedom, obliterated. This isn't just control, it's serfdom rebooted for the digital age. Welcome to version 2.0, where the elite don't just own your labor, they own your soul.
You have the chance to look forward to a career of 50 years. And my own opinion, yeah. Maybe more, you will get some injections and some, and so on. And then don't forget your avatar will continue to live. So, and your brain will be replicated through artificial intelligence and algorithm.
At this hour, it's not hyperbole to say that our most basic freedoms and the freedom of future generations depend on how we respond to this ongoing threat of this globalist coup that went into overdrive when they unleashed the pandemic.
This whole COVID madness, this so-called pandemic, it was just a test balloon, a gigantic test balloon. Well, for what, you ask? Well, to see how far they could go. To see what exactly they would have to do to get free individuals in a free and democratic society to consent to being forced into compliance. That's what they were trying to establish. That's what they were trying to figure out. And they have figured it out. Trust me, they are much smarter now. The goal ultimately is to transform our free and democratic societies into totalitarian societies. Their goal is to strip each and every one of us of our fundamental rights of freedom, democracy, the rule of law. They want to get rid of all of this. This whole COVID thing had never anything to do with public health. It never had anything to do with breaking waves. It always had to do with breaking people in order to make us a part of a mindless, malleable mass, which they can totally control, and we will be completely dependent upon this globalitarian elite. Because I can tell you, you cannot comply your way out of a tyranny. It is impossible. Trying to do so, you will only feed a gigantic alligator in the hopes of being eaten last. But guess what? Your turn will come, and then you will be the one swallowed up. I also have to ask the people, end your silence. Speak up. For God's sake, stop complying. Start rebelling. They're out to get you if you do not resist.
These shadowy elites have been working quietly behind the scenes for decades. But in recent years, we've exposed them to the light. And we're slowly but surely winning the fight. More and more people are waking up to their agenda. Here at The People's Voice, we're determined to continue exposing the elite, but we need your help. Subscribe to the channel and join the People's Voice Locals community to join our amazing team and gain access to exclusive and uncensored content. I hope to see you there. Today's video is brought to you by IPv6ers. Are you a content creator who wants to publish information online without Big Brother spying and censoring your every move? IPv6ers is set to revolutionize the way information is disseminated on the internet by eliminating the need for big tech companies to provide unreliable, overpriced services such as self-hosting, email, and data management. IPv6ers enables an easy and accessible way for you to host your own web and email server with direct end-to-end connections and enhanced security. This means no snooping from Big Brother and no interference from the technocratic elite. If Hillary Clinton can get away with running her own server, why shouldn't you? Go to thepeoplesvoice.tv/IPv6 to sign up, or click the link below this video to take back control of the internet and win the info wars against the globalists. If you like our content, help support our sponsor, IPv6ers, and go to thepeoplesvoice.tv/IPv6 today. Thank you, IPv6ers, for making this video possible.